Hey, our speaker today is an old friend of Word and Life, and she has been with us three times over the past few years, last time being January of this year. Although many of you know her warm and engaging personality, you may not be able to spell her name exactly correct. Pravrika Vrajaprana. She is a writer on Vedanta, which is the history and growth of the Vedanta societies, and a nun at the Vedanta Society of Saranda Convent here in Montecito. Many of us have been out to the Vedanta temple out in Montecito. Vedanta is one of the world's most ancient religious philosophies, and it's based on the Veda texts, the sacred scriptures of India, which are also known as the Upanishads. I hope that's correct. Vajrapana is also a well-known speaker and scholar of Hinduism and has given talks at several universities and interfaith groups. Her works on Vedanta include Vedanta, A Simple Introduction, published in 1999. And she was an editor of Living Wisdom, published in 1994. And she's a co-author with Swami Tagananda of Interpreting Ramakrishna, Kali's Child Revisited in 2010. Rajaprana was born in California and attended Santa Barbara High School and Santa Barbara City College. She's graduated from the University of California, Santa Cruz, where she worked briefly as Associate Professor of Literature. She came in contact with Swami Prabhavananda at the Vedanta Society of Santa Barbara in 1967, and while she was involved with anti-Vietnam War activism. In 1977, she joined the Sarada Convent of the Vedanta Society at Santa Barbara, and she took her first vows in 1983, and the final vows in 1988. Vajrapana was a co-speaker with the 14th Dalai Lama at the Interfaith Conference in San Francisco in 2006. She was a panelist in the discussion of interpreting Ramakrishna at the annual American Academy of Religion meeting in 2010. She's been obviously very busy and involved with the Hindu activities and education. And she's currently writing a book describing Vedanta in practice. Her subject today will be compassion in the Hindu tradition. So let us all welcome and give our blessing to Pravrika Vrajaprana.